Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Culture Shock Sports Edition Friday. And wow. Congratulations to Team USA. Hey, we are doing our thing over in London, are we not? Just congratulations to everyone, to Gabby, to Michael Phelps, to just everyone. Wow, history just been made. What is the young lady, first American to win a gold medal in judo, Kayla Harrison, is that her name? Oh, congratulations, man, the Kayak team. I mean, just amazing, amazing history that the U.S. and other teams are making over at the Olympics in Summer Olympics in London. So congratulations to everyone, just to everyone that's participating in the event. Today, Olympian with Mississippi Ties will be running. I don't know what time the track and field events are scheduled or if they're going on now or not, but Michael Tinsley of Jackson State University, here where I am in Jackson, Mississippi, he participates today, and there will be four other Olympians with Mississippi Ties participating in future events, but Michael Tinsley from Jackson State University will be participating in track and field events. So I don't know if it's going on right now or not. I guess I should know, huh? But again, welcome to Culture Shock's position, and it's been a blast. Right now, I'm not looking at the switchboard, and today's show won't be 2 hours. It'll be about 30 to 45 minutes. And I was just checking breaking news reports, so I don't want to sound like I'm ill-prepared because I'm prepared, but there's always real-time news happening, and I have learned that it is important to check the emails. I still don't have my MyTouch functioning properly yet, and before I get it replaced, I need to get the salespeople at the team, at one of my favorite T-Mobile stores to check it out. So I'll do that Monday. So hopefully I won't have to get my MyTouch replaced, and they can just help clear out my data storage quickly. And it's taking forever for this information to come up that I need to look at. So I'm going to do something else. I want to get some, like, up-to-date Summer Olympics news. And, of course, that music, in case you're a first-time listener, you just heard Round and Round by Morris Mills. It's an awesome recording artist based in Chicago, a native of Tyler, Texas. And like the same page, become a part of the Morris Mills Experience. His Facebook page is the Morris Mills Experience. And matter of fact, I am last I checked, the U.S. was leading in the most medals won. I'm looking at some information that doesn't seem accurate to me regarding the medal count. And the Olympics will be going on until August the 12th, the day after my birthday. My birthday is August the 11th. And so most of you should know, but the event is scheduled to conclude on August the 12th. Starting on July 27th and concluding on August the 12th. So I'm just trying to get the proper count. And it seems to be taking a minute. And I don't like to have that little space dead air. That's what one of the staffers here at Blog Talk Radio talks about. That's why she likes to have a guest co-host on air with her, so it won't be any, like, can eliminate dead air, like when you're looking over notes or preparing to say, make another statement. So I'm going to act my schedule. In my notes I had prepared to play a song or two before really talking, but I am just super excited, like many of you, that I'm like, okay, I am ready to talk about it right now. Right now. I picked up a National Enquirer. It's been ages since I read National Enquirer. My cousin Linda, she's an avid reader of the National Enquirer. I just say it's been ages since I read an Answer Inquirer. And the massacre at the movie, gunning James Holmes' picture is on the cover. So I am anticipating reading the article regarding that horrific event. Tomorrow night I'll be talking about a lot of entertainment music news, but most definitely we'll be talking about The Dark Knight Rises that I've seen on Wednesday. And I encourage you also to call in. It is taking forever for my switchboard to come up. Murphy's Law. Oh, here it is. What will happen can happen. Okay, here it is. And I'm like, okay. You all are not tuning in to hear the air. And I'm just amazed at the music that I've been receiving from the awesome independent and mainstream artists out there. Amazing music. I have uploaded a lot of music to play. After the show, I will get back in contact with SeaWorld High Fashion to confirm a date when SeaWorld High Fashion would like to appear. Very excited. I'm glad that they're excited. I'm very excited to have this, I guess, found this amazing music via SoundCloud.com by SeaWorld High Fashion. It's amazing. I played the song Bahama Mama last night, so if I play it again right now. Here it is, SeaWorld High Fashion, Bahama Mama. Well, it doesn't want to. Oh, my goodness. It does not want to come on. So, look like, here it is. Here it is.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Here it is. Bahama Mama.
I'm in Jamaica right now.
Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasa, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasa, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka,
yeah,
did a backflip, then I landed in an opera.
What?
I rep that fucking Prada.
What?
I came from the water.
What?
SeaWorld High Fashion.
What?
I'm looking like Madonna. Young Casey Munch, guns, stunts, no license, can't no more. Creeping down the street, and I'm bumping fucking reggaeton. Nine-piece, eight balls, chirping on my cell phone. Posted in Jamaica, smoking telephone. Get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice. Then you stir it up, get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice, then you stir it up, and now I'm feeling so tropical, long hair, and it's coming out my follicle, try me, it ain't logical, I rock too much, iced out, I'm looking like a popsicle, Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama, Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasa, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama, Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama, Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasa, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama, Bahama Mama.
I'm gonna hold you every night when the sun goes down and feel your skin against my skin. While we're sleeping, gonna watch the reflection of the moonlight in your eyes, kiss your lips and hold you tight like lovers do from dusk till dawn. When you're happy, when you're sad, when you're mad, when you're feeling bad, gonna hold you and make everything alright.
I'm gonna hold you, should disappear in the darkness.
Olympic gymnast. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, but I went on to win gold. Every baby deserves that chance, to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Amazing. Those were public service announcements from March of Dimes and also the American Lung Association. And I hope it's not obvious that I have not been asleep for, like, forever. Those of you that are Facebook friends of mine, seeing my status last night when I said I was sleeping, believe it or not, I did not go to sleep. So I'm not tipsy or anything, but I just realized that you might can hear my, there might be evidence of my lack of sleep, because I literally have been awake forever. But I did not want to take the risk of taking a nap before the show, because I've experienced that once before, you all remember, and where I overslept one morning, sports edition, and missed out and had a guest scheduled for that morning also. So I'm not going to let that happen again. But today we're profiling Mike Tyson, and since this show is a little shorter today, I want to go ahead and get that out of the way. But before profiling him, I'm checking out an article that's just been published a few hours ago regarding his appearance on Broadway. And it is an article from the HuffPost in the culture section. And it says that Mike Tyson on Broadway for Undisputed Truth, Boxer Says Stage Doesn't Faze Him. This article is written by John Carucci of Associated Press. And it states that pounding out the details of his personal life on a Broadway stage doesn't seem to faze Mike Tyson. The former heavyweight champ says that what's used to doing, and at least now I don't have to go to hospital every time. The 46-year-old Tyson is appearing in the one-man show, Mike Tyson Undisputed Truth, directed by Spike Lee. The nearly two-hour show chronicles Tyson's life from childhood and his early boxing career, his public divorce from Robin Givens, and his time spent in prison. Now, his time spent in prison, I used to send him messages in the year when he was in prison. From 93 to 95, my friend and mentor and my love interest, my boyfriend at the time, was the late Reverend Charles Williams, who was the president of the Indiana Black Expo, where this accusation of Mike occurred during the pageant. You know, because remember, what was the young lady's name, Desiree? She was a contestant in the pageant. And so I used to always tell my love at the time to send Mike Tyson messages, and I know he would get the messages, but sometimes he would reply back and tell me that Mike appreciated the messages that I sent to him and everything. But my mom and I've always been an avid lover as a little girl of boxing, wrestling, martial arts, et cetera. My mom and I, you know, we love boxing and so on, and just that type of sport anyway. So I just wanted to share that little tidbit when I mentioned his time spent in prison. But back to the article. He even talks about an incident. I would love to get him on the show, too, another person on my wish list to get on the show to talk with an interview. It would be great to get he and Spike Lee and talk about the play, wouldn't it? He even talks about an incident with Brad Pitt. He said, I'm just joking and stuff, and I'm not mad at anyone. I hope he gives me a damn job, Tyson said. And when asked about the incident, the boxer spoke to the Associated Press Thursday, the same day as the show's opening, which was last night. Lee chimed, he asked for a job. Lee, famous for chronicling stories about Brooklyn in such films as Crooklyn, She's Gotta Have It, and the upcoming Red Hook Summer feels this work adds nicely to the collection. You can't get more Brooklyn than Mike Tyson. And if you remember the film Do the Right Thing, the great Robin Harris playing Sweet Dick Willie had many references to Mike. And the side of Sales' famous pizzeria, we painted a mural of Brooklyn's finest, Mike Tyson. So this is history, Lee said. While Tyson's life has been tumultuous at times, the boxer says he can deal with telling intimate details to a room full of strangers simply because the job could be done, even though it's real. It's not real, it's an illusion, Tyson says. It's kind of ironic that this is in the article regarding to Do the Right Thing and when the great Robin Harris played Sweet Dick Willie, because if you're online friends with me, which I know you are, I posted late last night. One reason why I was still awake, because that would trigger me to stay awake, right when I was preparing to go to sleep, my attorney and my friend and I, we were talking about baby kids. And I went ahead and researched quickly and pulled up videos and articles of Robin Harris for my attorney, my friend, who's a comedian also, to check out. And also the full-length version of Baby Kids and so on. But, you know, of course, in that Wealth of Information, there are parts of talk of his character, Sweet Dick Willie. So I guess kind of ironic because right now, if you visit my Facebook page, Twitter account, Tumblr, I have Robin Harris videos posted. So those of you that would like to be reminded of what Spike Lee is referenced to, check it out, okay? And you can follow me on Tumblr at Culture Shock Inc., KULTUREFHOKENT, best.tumblr.com. And also follow me at Pinterest.com/ Culture Shock, KULTUREFHOKVCE. You to all the other links also. But it's kind of ironic. Well, I don't think it's that ironic. But I'm going to go ahead and tweet out this article so you can read it for yourself also, because I find it very interesting. And I knew that the opening of the show of the play was coming soon, and I guess I need a date. But when I decided to do a profile of Mike Tyson today, I wasn't thinking that. So that too worked out. Now, the live streaming will stop, but we can continue on for another 15 minutes. So that right there is an article that was just posted, and I just had to share this with you all. And while I would love to see that play. So those of you in New York, you all have no excuse not to go see this play, or those of you that are visiting the Big Apple. And also, as a Mark rep, I am hoping to sell 1,500 in Mark items during the current Magalog. And there's a contest going on for Mark reps where we can win a trip to New York to the Mark Avon home offices. So be sure to visit my e-boutique at mymarkstore.com/Bethany Williams and buy you some more nice Mark items and plus help me accomplish $1,600 in sales so I can qualify to win a trip to the Big Apple. I've never been to the Big Apple. That would be great. Also, you know, win-win situation. But really, we have some awesome projects. Sell items and also new fall items also. So thank you. So, of course, you all know I love to refer to Wikipedia. And Iron Mike Tyson, born as Michael Gerard Tyson. We know him as Mike. Was born June the 30th. He just had a birthday not too long ago. Same day as my aunt. One of my aunts. I was born on June the 30th, 1966. He's a retired American professional boxer. I would love to see him come out of retirement, but I see he's doing a great job being an actor and slash a comedian also. Tyson is the former undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, and he holds the record as the youngest boxer to win the WBC, WBA, and IBF heavyweight titles at 20 years, 4 months, and 22 days old. Tyson won his first 19 professional bouts by knockout, with 12 of them occurring in the first round. He was so awesome. I was just like many of you, I was just so proud of him. He was just so awesome. One thing that I love about Mike Tyson's boxing style is that he doesn't back back. He sticks with going forward, punch for punch, blow for blow. Did not step back. He would just go at his opponent, just like his nickname, like an iron horse, Iron Mike. Tyson added, wait, he won a WBC title in 1986 after defeating Trevor Burbick by a TKO in the second round. In 1987, Tyson added the WBA and the IBF titles after defeating James Smith and Tony Tucker. He was the first heavyweight boxer to simultaneously hold the WBA, the WBC, and IBF titles, and the only heavyweight to individually unify them. In 1988, Tyson became the lineal champion, and he knocked out Michael Spence in the first 91 seconds of the fight. That was amazing. That right there, wow! You know, just like today when we love to order pay-per-view and demand. Back then, I remember we ordered that boxing match for HBO, because I don't think it came broadcast on HBO. You had to, it was special. And that, I wish I could believe it. Tyson successfully defended. We knew he was going to knock him out, but 91 seconds. Well, we knew it was going to be an interesting fight, but 91 seconds, oh, my God. Tyson successfully defended the World Heavyweight Championship 9 times, including victories over Larry Holmes and Frank Bruno. Tyson lost his title to 42-1 underdog James Buster Douglas on February 11, 1990 in Tokyo, Japan, by knockout in round 10. Tyson continued in his quest to regain the title, defeating Donovan Ruddick twice in 91. Tyson was then scheduled to take on the undisputed heavyweight champion, Evander Holyfield, but pulled out due to injury. Oh, man, that's a whole other story talking about Evander Holyfield. He's been going through some things. In 1992, Tyson was convicted of raping Desiree Washington, for which he was sentenced to 6 years in prison, but was released after 33 years. After his release, he engaged in a series of comeback fights. In 1996, Tyson won the WBC and the WBA titles after defeating Frank Bruno and Bruce Seldon by knockout. After being stripped of the WBC title, Tyson lost his WBA crown to Evander Holyfield in November 1996. By an 11-round TKO. Their 1997 rematch ended when Tyson was disqualified for biting off part of Holyfield's ear. In 2002, he fought for the World Heavyweight title at the age of 35, losing by knockout to Lennox Lewis. Tyson retired from professional boxing in 2006 after he was knocked out in consecutive matches against Danny Williams and Kevin McBride. Tyson declared bankruptcy in 2003 despite having received over $30 million in U.S. dollars for several of his fights and $300 million during his career. Throughout his career, Tyson became well-known for his ferocious and intimidating boxing style, as well as his controversial behavior both inside and outside the ring. Tyson is considered to have been one of the best heavyweight boxers of all time. He was ranked number 16 on the ring list of 100 great punchers of all time and number one in the ESPN.com list of the hardest hitters in heavyweight history. He has been inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame, plus the World Boxing Hall of Fame. In his early years, and I'm going to kind of like shorten it, Tyson was born in Brooklyn, New York. He has a brother named Rodney, who is 5 years older than he. He has a sister named Denise, who died of a heart attack at age 25 in 91. Tyson's father, Jimmy Kirkpatrick, abandoned his family when Tyson was 2, leaving his mother, Lorna Smith Tyson, to care for them on her own. The family lived in Bedford, I didn't practice that. Until their financial burdens necessitated a move to Brownsville. When Tyson was 10 years old, Tyson's mother died 6 years later, leaving 16-year-old Tyson in care of boxing manager and trainer Cuz D'Amato, who would become his legal guardian. Tyson has been quoted saying, "I never saw my mother happy with me and proud of me for doing something. She only knew me as being a wild kid running the streets, coming home with new clothes that she knew I didn't pay for. I never got a chance to talk to her or know about her. Professionally, it has no effect, but it's crushing emotionally and personally." Throughout his childhood, Tyson lived in and around high-crime neighborhoods. According to an interview in Details, his first fight was with a bigger youth who had pulled the head off of one of Tyson's pigeons. Many of you who keep up with his interviews, he shared his story a lot during interviews. He was repeatedly caught committing petty crimes and fighting those who ridiculed his high-pitched voice and his lips. By the age of 13, he had been arrested 38 times. He ended up at the Tryon School for Boys in Johnstown, New York. It was a school that Tyson's emerging boxing ability was discovered by the Bobby Stewart, a juvenile detention center counselor and former boxer. Stewart considered Tyson to be an outstanding fighter and trained him for a few months before introducing him to Cuz D'Amato. Tyson was later removed from the reform school by Cuz D'Amato. Kevin Rooney also trained Tyson, and he was occasionally assisted by Teddy Atlas. Although he was dismissed by D'Amato when Tyson was 15, Rooney eventually took over all training duties for the young fighter. Tyson's brother is a physician assistant in the Trauma Center of Los Angeles University of Southern California Medical Center. He has always been supportive of his brother's career, was often seen at Tyson's boxing matches in Las Vegas, Nevada. When asked about their relationship, Mike has been quoted saying, "My brother and I see each other occasionally and we love each other. And my brother was always something and I was nothing." So I find that interesting. So there's a little bit more I can share before the time is the clock is ticking. Although Mike Tyson dropped out of high school as a junior and never graduated, in 1989, along with Don King, shout out to Don King. I love Don King. Don King he's a successful promoter. Don King is awesome. I know some people have negative things to say about Don King, but he's an inspiration to me. He was awarded an honorary doctorate in humane letters from Central State University in Wilberforce, Ohio, by University President Arthur E. Thomas. Again, although Mike Tyson dropped out of high school, he was presented that. In his amateur career, and you can check out Wikipedia because it talks about his amateur career and it talks about his rise to stardom. It goes into detail regarding his successful bout. I'm looking at right now. Wait a second. Right when I wanted to share a certain part to you, my screen moved up. Well, let me talk about his amateur career. Woo! If my screen will stop moving. Tyson competed in the 1981-1982 Junior Olympic Games. That's what I really want to talk about. Tyson competed at the 1981 and 1982 Junior Olympic Games and won the gold medal twice. Yes, this is what I really want to talk about, keep up with that Olympic thing. He won the gold medal twice in 1981 against Joe Cortez and in 1982 against Kelton Brown, whose corner threw in the towel within the first round. He holds the Junior Olympic quickest knockout record. You hear this? He holds the Junior Olympic quickest knockout record with 8 seconds. In addition, he won every bout at the Junior Olympic Games by knockout. He fought Henry Tillman twice as an amateur, losing both bouts by close decision. Tillman went on to win heavyweight gold at the 1984 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. And his rise to stardom is that Tyson made his professional debut as an 18-year-old on March 6, 1985 in Albany, New York. He defeated Helter Mercedes via a first-round knockout. He had 15 bouts in his first year as a professional, fighting frequently. Tyson won 26 of his first 28 fights by knockout and TKO, 16 in the first round. The quality of his opponents gradually increased to journeyman fighters and borderline contenders like James Tillis, David Jekyll, Jason Ferguson, Mitch Green, and Marvis Frazier. His win streak attracted media attention, leading to his being billed as the next great heavyweight champion. Diamante died in November 1985, relatively early into Tyson's professional career. Some speculate that his death was the genesis of many of the troubles Tyson was to experience later as his life and career progressed. Tyson's first nationally televised bout took place on February 16, 1986. And my screen moved again. So that was when his first bout was scheduled in February 16, 1986. And my screen is moving around. Oh, and there's more regarding him being an undisputed champion. Tyson made professional debut as an 18-year-old March the 16th. He defeated Helter Mercedes via his first-round bout. Okay, I'll tell you all that. Tyson's first national televised bout took place on February 16, 1986 at Houston Fieldhouse in Troy, New York. This journeyman heavyweight, Jesse Ferguson. Tyson knocked down Ferguson with an uppercut in the fifth round that broke Ferguson's nose. During the sixth round, Ferguson began to hold and clinch Tyson in an apparent attempt to avoid further punishment. After admonishing Ferguson several times to obey his commands to box, the referee finally stopped the fight in the middle of the sixth round, initially ruled a win for Tyson by disqualification of his opponent. The ruling was subsequently adjusted as a win by technical knockout after Tyson's corner protested that a DQ win disqualification would end Tyson's string of knockout victories and that a knockout would have been an inevitable result. The rationale offered for the revised outcome was that the fight was actually stopped because Ferguson would not continue boxing. And on November 22nd, on my mother's birthday in 1986, Tyson was given his first title fight against Trevor Burdick for the WBC Heavyweight Championship. Tyson won the title by second-round TKO and at the age of 20 years and 4 months became the youngest heavyweight champion in history. Tyson's dominant performance brought many accolades. Donald Saunders wrote, "The noble and manly art of boxing can at least cease worry about its immediate future. Now that it has discovered a heavyweight champion, it can stand along by Dempsey, Tunney, Lewis, Marciano, and Ali. Because of Tyson's strength, many fighters were intimidated by him. This is backed up by his outstanding hand speed, accuracy, coordination, power, and timing. Tyson was also known for his defensive ability, holding his hands high in the peekaboo style." Yes! Taught by his mentor, Cuz Diamante. He slipped and weaved out of the way of the opponent's punches while closing the distance to deliver his punches. One of Tyson's trademark combinations was to throw a right hook to his opponent's body, then follow it up with a right uppercut to his opponent's chin. Very few boxers would remain standing if caught by this combination. Boxers knocked down with this combination include Jesse Ferguson and Jose Ribata. So, it's almost time to end the show, so just wanted to share and profile Mike Tyson, who's one of my favorite athletes and now a favorite actor and comedian to many of us. So it goes on and talks about After Douglas and talks about other events that happened within his life. So check it out, and those of you who can, check out the play also, the one-man show. It sounds like it's awesome. And with Spike Lee directing, oh, my God, we definitely have a winner, don't we? That is amazing. So I'm going to hurry up and try to get back into the switchboard right quick and We'll talk more about boxing and also talk more about Mike Tyson. Like I said before, hopefully we can get him on as a guest. Thank you so much for your feedback and your constructive criticism. And, you know, since we've upgraded the format, definitely looking at and studying how to implement and improve content and so on. We never run out of topics and subject matter, and the awesome music never stops. And most definitely, singing your PSAs, playing your PSAs is like my part of doing community service also and volunteering, spreading the word regarding your important community efforts and causes that are important to you. So you can send your PSAs in good quality to culturesshockentertainment@yahoo.com. KulturesShockEntertainment@yahoo.com. And time is almost running out, so I must take the time right now to thank you for your support and for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, to the awesome Sports Friday edition. And congratulations again to all the Olympians, Team USA, and all the Olympians representing their respective countries for being champions. Because listeners are worldwide, and I love what I've seen in the media reports. Kate and Wim just have been having a good time. Sean PDA is just having a ball as they also attend these events. So just a big woo-hoo for our team. Team Great Britain, Team China. But, you know, I'm in the USA, so I'm saying woo-hoo for Team USA. And this is just amazing what we are actually witnessing. This is an amazing Summer Olympics, and I've been loving Summer Olympics forever. And, again, today's your birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to all my fellow Leos. My birthday is a week from tomorrow. I'm recognizing the entire month. I do this for years, and it's amazing. But I'm going to go ahead and conclude the show and tune in tomorrow night for Weekend Edition at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, because we're going to talk entertainment, lifestyle news. Of course, we're going to talk Olympics and music and entertainment. So let me talk about your events or your itinerary. Or you want to call in, please do 714-409-0614, not just to listen but to talk. Tell us what's up. Me and the gig in tomorrow night. Tell us about your tour dates or your new music and so on. I'm going to do what I can to promote and talk about your new music and movies or your events you are hosting. Again, a shout out to my friends here in Jacktown, also my friends in Dallas, Texas. Also, Damian Thomason is having his retirement bash with, I'm talking about just an awesome list of celebrities that will be in attendance this weekend in Big D. And a shout out to my friends in LA and in New York and Miami and Minneapolis and Michigan, just all over the world. It's a big shout out in Dubai, of course, in Australia, in Japan, China, in the islands, in Hawaii. And shout out to my fellow blogtalkradio.com cohorts and also the staffers and management here at Blog Talk Radio. And if you're interested in advertising, please let us know. Because we'd love to have you to advertise your business right here. And also a big shout out to one of the local new businesses here in my neighborhood, Speedy GG Detail Shop on the corner of Nakoma Drive and Hangamoss Road. Good to see businesses grow and open up and within our community. So just a big shout out to them and all the other businesses also. Right here in my neighborhood. Again, thank you. And I played a song by country rocker Davey Hamilton. And so I'll conclude the show with another tune by him called How You Go. Again, this is Davey Hamilton, amazing country rock vocalist. And tomorrow you'll be hearing some more music by other artists also. Okay? And God bless. Your support is definitely appreciated. Shout out to Rich Ruffnick and Cousin Linda also.
the county line in Jimmy Daniels' Mustang 5-0. Just my best friends and me, a nowhere special we had to be, but we felt like kings on the open road. It was the end of summer, our junior year, had a tank of gas and the sky was clear, a little hint of fall was in the air. Aerosmith was rocking the car while we were playing air guitar. None of us had a plan, but we didn't care, 'cause it's not where you're going, it's how you go. It's living in the moment and taking it slow. It's not where you end up, it's how you roll. It's not where you're going, it's how you go.
Cardinals as they will kick off the season in Canton, Ohio. And also on the agenda, I had planned to discuss the PGA and Tiger Woods and also car racing, NASCAR, and so on. So we definitely talk about it next time on next Friday, and also we definitely will be incorporating sports talk into tomorrow night's broadcast of Weekend Edition of Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. So, again, thank you so much for your amazing, amazing, amazing support. Here's my Reverb Nation friend, Extreme Woody, and friend.